This is a Shift Podcast Network production.
Reginald Reinhardt reporting live from Hollywood Land, where we are all eagerly awaiting the 96th Academy Awards, presented by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, and takes place this Sunday night at the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. And thankfully for our European friends back home in the land of make-believe, at the much earlier slot of 11 p.m. on ITV. Presented for the fourth time by Jimmy Kimmel, the show will honour the best films of 2023, with the big questions being, will Oppenheimer and Britain's finest actor Cillian Murphy blow away the competition? Quite possibly. Will Lily beat Emma? Well, as a precaution, all babies have been removed from a 1 mile radius of the venue for fear of being punched. Well, so what? Sorry, I got sidetracked there. Will some people stay up way too late hoping for a shock or viral moment, whatever a viral moment is, only for one never to occur, and it all to be a bit, I should have gone to bed earlier with a Horlicks hours ago. Definitely. That's the Oscars on ITV from 11 p.m. this Sunday night. And now back to the Here Back Again studios, where your host, David O'Callaghan, promises to look at all things releasing this week on streaming and in cinema. Over to you, Dave. You shall begin.
Well, thank you, Reginald. That was amazing. Totally amazing. You're a star. Insightful as always, and we cannot wait to hear which parties you gatecrashed. All the goss, live and exclusive on Here Back Again next week. Woohoo! Speaking of Oscars, if you happen to have missed Emma Stone's glorious performance in Poor Things, well, praise be to the Disney Plus overlords, as the Sexy Times risque movie is now available to stream for free in the comfort of your own home and to maybe save you some of those blushes. As I've mentioned before, this one is pretty batshit, and it's a Frankenstein-esque tale of one woman's voyage of sexual discovery, the patriarchy, and life in general. And is quite beautiful to look at, and yeah, must be seen just to witness Stone's full-on embracing of the role of Bella Baxter, as long as you can cope with all the furious jumping. It's maybe not one to watch with your kids, or even your parents. That is Poor Things, which is now streaming on Disney+.
Allow me to introduce myself. I used to be in business with your father. I have certain interests I need to discuss with you.
Now what happens down there?
Must have come as a bit of a shock. Inheriting a house, title. As the new landlord, you will receive a significant amount of money. In return, letting us carry out our activities.
You's like a dink in it.
What the...
The Gentleman on Netflix is director Guy Ritchie's new comedy drama series, which is an adaptation of his 2019 movie, which was also called The Gentleman, and starred Matthew McConaughey, Colin Farrell and Hugh Grant. Though set in the same world as the movie, the series features a new group of characters led by Theo James's Eddie Horniman, who inherits his late father's country estate and discovers there is more to it than he expected. Namely, yes, the cannabis empire that comes with it. Ray Winston, Giancarlo Esposito, Kaya Scodelario, Daniel Ings and Vinnie Jones also star. I recently rewatched the original film in preparation for this series and, you know what? Had an absolute ball. Proper Diamond Geyser malarkey all over the gaff and classic Guy Ritchie. So coming across somewhere between Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and The Kingsman, that's The Gentleman, all 8 episodes, which are now streaming on Netflix.
Welcome to your mind.
This is my mind.
Mummy, Daddy, look at me.
Welcome to the Power Discovery Program.
You don't have a power?
Yeah, it's really a big deal.
Everyone else does.
Oh, thank you.
Relax.
Still fun, absolutely fun.
This is a first day. Everything's going to change.
We see this as an opportunity to reinvent ourselves.
Out with the old.
What's wrong with these?
They don't even cover your bumhole.
Superhero comedy series Extraordinary is back for a second season on Disney Plus and continues to be set in a world where everyone gets a superpower at the age of 18. However, as we saw in season 1, 25-year-old Jen struggles being the only person she knows who is an ordinary human. Aw, oh, poor Jen. Season 2 picks up where season 1 spectacularly left off, following Jen, played here by the wonderfully hilarious Cork actress Mairead Tyers, as she goes on her powers journey and enrolls as a client at the power clinic. Jen soon discovers that the process of finding her power isn't as easy as she hoped, and things in the rest of her life aren't smooth sailing either. Along with her shape-shifting boyfriend Cat Person Jizzlord and best friends Cash and Carrie, it seems that Jen and the gang are dealing with new levels of adulting and chaos that none of them are prepared for. Written and created by Emma Moran, I absolutely love the show. It's so funny, is fantastic, and a quite original play on the whole superhero genre. Highly, highly, highly recommended. That's Extraordinary Season 2, which is now all up on Disney+.
I have made a match. A prince. We need this. Your people need you.
I need you to listen to me now. I don't trust them. They may be royalty, but that doesn't make them good people.
Your hand, child.
Close your eyes. I've got you.
Millie Bobby Brown stars in Netflix's big movie release this week, the fantasy epic Damsel. Brown plays Princess Elodie, a young noblewoman who learns her husband-to-be intends to sacrifice her to repay an ancient debt. But alas, she definitely has different ideas as to how this should play out. Also starring Angela Bassett, Ray Winston, Robin Wright, and of course featuring large dragons and a lot of swordplay, Stranger Things may be approaching its conclusion later this year, but while we wait, what's not to love about this high-concept, fan-fictionesque fantasy drama? That's Damsel, which is now on Netflix.
To Ricky Stenicky.
The best friend we never had.
Mm. My baby's gonna be born 6 weeks early.
I was born 6 weeks early.
Oh, shit!
I want to know where the hell you guys were tonight. We called every hospital and there was no record of a Ricky Stenicky.
You know, all we did was tell one lie.
Hundreds and hundreds of times over many, many years.
If the truth does come out, my marriage is over.
What if we hire an actor to play Stenicky?
Rock hard rod, X-rated rock and roll impersonator.
I do a whole act, wall to wall, top to bottom, jizz jams.
Ricky Stenicky, yes, it's true, is on Prime Video and is the other big movie release of the week. Peter Farrelly's comedy centres on a trio of friends who have repeatedly shifted the blame to a made-up person, aka Ricky Stenicky, to get out of every tricky situation they have faced over the past 20 years. When, as adults, their significant others become suspicious of their ruse, they hire an actor to play Stenicky, and yes, he's played, of course, by John Cena. With Zac Efron playing the other lead role, I mean, if you're looking for a low-quality, no-brain piece of nonsense entertainment that is a pure guilty pleasure, then look no further. You know what? I think Friday night's all set. It's rosé, it's salty snacks. Get the binge on with some Damsel and Stenicky High. Oh, yeah. So that's Ricky Stenicky, which is now on Prime Video.
Yesterday, one of our guests was murdered.
You gotta be kidding me! This watch is worth more than you make in a year!
Somebody has to do something.
It doesn't always have to be you, though.
But I'm so good at it.
We've increased security throughout the ship to keep everyone safe. And we're fortunate to have a world-renowned detective on board, Mr. Rufus Coatsworth.
Oh, my God.
Should I introduce myself?
If you're looking for a bit of a murder mystery in your life, well, look no further than Death and Other Details, which is now on Disney+. Imogen Scott finds herself in the wrong place at the wrong time and becomes the prime suspect in a locked room murder mystery aboard a cruise line. To prove her innocence, yes, she must partner with a man she despises, Rufus Coatsworth, the world's greatest detective. Starring Mandy Patinkin, Violet Bean, Rahul Kohli, Lauren Patton and Angela Zhao, this is yet another series to add to your murder mystery set in the privileged world genre. More only murders than White Lotus? Feck it. I'm in. His name is Inigo Montoya. They killed a posh person. Prepare to be found out. Or something like that. So that's Death and Other Details, which is now on Disney+.
I do not own my home. My children are unwed. We have nothing.
If this became known, your position in society would become untenable.
My son. Change does not come unless you grab it by the hand. King James.
So, cock struck it like a curse.
Give the king whatever he wants.
May I perform for you?
Mary and George on Sky Atlantic and Now TV is a British period drama based on Benjamin Woolley's non-fiction book, The King's Assassin. The story of the Countess of Buckingham, who moulded her son to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover through intrigue, making her family richer, more titled and more influential than England had ever seen. This one stars Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine as mother and son. And to say we're talking a proper royal rumpy pumpy scandal series here would be an understatement. So, whoo, scorchio. So that's Mary and George, which is now on Sky Atlantic and Now TV.
It's been quite the year in the world of professional golf.
Some serious breaking news. The PGA Tour today announced a controversial deal with the headline-grabbing LIV Golf.
Oh,
like, what?
What happened?
There has been a lot of controversy and a lot of uncertainty.
This year, the players from the LIV Golf Tour go up against the PGA Tour.
It's sort of changed the dynamic between you guys.
A lot of people feel a bit of betrayal.
I feel like a sacrificial lamb.
Full Swing returns for a second season on Netflix, with this one looking at the surprising agreement between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf and all the toys that may possibly get thrown out of the golf carts. Also throw in this year's Ryder Cup and all the shenanigans that goes on there. And well, you can see why after Formula One Drive to Survive, this has been Netflix's most successful sports doc. Don't you just love elite sports stars losing their shit on camera? Oh, wonderful stuff. So that's Full Swing Season 2, which is now on Netflix. The Reluctant Traveller with Eugene Levy returns for a second season on Apple TV+, featuring new destinations including Sweden, Italy, Germany, Saint-Tropez and Milos in Greece. This charming fish out of water series was a bit of a hit for Apple TV first time round, so feck it, why not send them on the road across Europe yet again. So that's The Reluctant Traveller with Eugene Levy Season 2, which is now on Apple TV+. In the non-English section this week, we have a documentary coming from Argentina called ARA San Juan, the submarine that disappeared. This docuseries attempts to figure out what happened to the submarine that disappeared on all radars in 2017 with 44 crew members aboard. The series focuses on the circumstances of its disappearance, followed by the search and rescue operations and the outcome to those. So that's ARA San Juan, the submarine that disappeared, which is now on Netflix. In Blown Away Season 4, yes, yes, 10 more master artists turn up the heat in the glass-blowing sculpture challenges for the chance to win a prize package worth $100,000 and the title of champion. To some folks, this is a very, very calming show. And I'm not going to lie, they are quite excited by its return and more power to them. So that's Blown Away Season 4, which is now on Netflix. And for the smallies this week, we have Pokemon Horizons the Series, which is the first season of the Pokemon anime series in 25 seasons without Ash Ketchum and Pikachu, instead introducing the new protagonist pair, Liko and Roy. This will mean something to some people and nothing to others. Either way, it's all up there for you now to see. That's Pokemon Horizon, the series, which is now on Netflix.
when you walk into Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk, you're in that stadium show. You're at that dive bar. But try to remember it. The Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk, there's the construction of it, but there's also the building of the entertainment, because that's what a bar and honky tonk is. At the same time, these people that come to a Garth Brooks spot expect what they see at a Garth Brooks concert. And so you bring in the best of the best, which also happens to be that family that you've been touring the world with for the last 3 decades.
I got friends in low places. Yes, 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 he's back. The man, the moment, the legend. Friends in Low Places is a new docuseries on Prime Video, which I'm fairly confident will be quite popular in Ireland, because indeed it features Garth Brooks together with his wife Trisha Yearwood as it follows the couple and some friends as they set out to build the ultimate oasis, a honky-tonk in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. Ah, good old Garth. You know what? With his whole stance on the Budweiser, you got to give him. He's got some cojones. And this should be a fascinating and, as I said, extremely popular docuseries. So that is Friends in Low Places on Prime Video. More non-English content this week from Netflix. And, well, speaking of Furious jumping earlier, Super Sex on Netflix is an Italian biodrama inspired by true events and tells the story of how Rocco Tano, a simple guy from Ortona, Italy, becomes Rocco Siffredi, the most famous porn star in the world. Having appeared in more than 1,300 X-rated movies, word is that this is Netflix's most explicit show ever. Woo! More Scorcio. By God, that's Italy's Super Sex, which is now on Netflix. And coming from Germany, we have The Signal on Netflix, where an astronaut mysteriously vanishes during a mission and her husband goes to investigate while navigating life as a single parent to their daughter. Coming so soon after Apple TV's Constellation, yeah, I'm going to stick with Constellation for now. But if you need a space fix, that's The Signal, which is now on Netflix. Heading towards the home straight, can we just give a shout out to Sky Cinema this week, who have created a brand new channel for folks to watch, and that is Sky Cinema Statham. What? Yes, all to celebrate the fact that the recent cinema release The Beekeeper is now also on Sky Movies. By the way, such a good action movie, highly recommend it, and I fully expect a Beekeeper too. So yes, this is a channel showing nothing but Jason Statham or Statham movies, and why the hell would you want to watch anything else? I won't even bore you with my one meeting with Jason back in the day at the Expendables premiere. Oh, he judged me. He judged me so bad. It was terrible. Anyway, who knows? Maybe we'll get a Sky Cinema butler around the corner. And if that's the case, you definitely will never, ever see me again. So that's Sky Cinema Statham or Statham. Yeah, depending on how you want to rock. Now available on Sky.
What do you do if your child gets caught in a cycle of self-destructive or even dangerous behavior? Some desperate parents are having their children abducted, taken against their will to a behavior modification program.
The reality is torture of children.
I got here at 3 a.m. and they said I was not allowed to talk anymore and you can never leave.
They were being treated like prisoners.
I had never done drugs in my entire life, but in order for me to graduate, I had to confess to using heroin, crack, cocaine, LSD.
The program Cons, Cults, and Kidnapping is a new docuseries on Netflix. No talking, no smiling, no going outside. The Academy at Ivy Ridge claimed to use therapy and recreational activities to help troubled teens. Instead, teens suffered mental and physical abuse in a program that operated like a cult. In this quite stressful investigative docuseries, a filmmaker and other former students recall their horrific experiences attending the disciplinary school and expose the horrors of the troubled teen industry. Mad stuff, Ted. Absolutely mad stuff. That's The Program, Cons, Cults, and Kidnapping, which is now on Netflix. And speaking of cults and people getting locked up, it would be rude of me not to finish off this week, because I know some of you out there are already obsessed with it and have disappeared down the rabbit hole. Yes, Celebrity Big Brother has returned after a 5-year absence with such contestants as Louis Walsh, Sharon Osbourne and Fearne Britton. Best of luck to you all who sail upon this carnage. Oh, sweet Lord. That's Celebrity Big Brother, which is on ITV and Virgin Media One for the next 3 weeks. Onwards and downwards. And that there is your streaming for the week. Did I not tell you? Holy crap. Holy crap. There is so much for so many people there that you might need to invent a time slowing machine that allows you to watch Evan. But anyway, good times ahead. Looking at cinema, it's an okay week. Quiet, shall we say.
It's nice to see you again, Alice. Jessica told me you've been spending time with a new friend.
He doesn't want me to talk to you. Chauncey? My favorite thing is his eyes. I can see anything I can imagine in them.
He asked you to do something that hurt you.
Every culture has a name for it. We call them imaginary friends.
One for the horror freaks out there and landing without any advanced screenings. Sketch. Imaginary is a new horror movie from Jason Blum and Blumhouse. Returning to her childhood home, a woman discovers that the imaginary friend she left behind is very real and unhappy she abandoned him. Yes, all out sketch on this one. Not to be confused with Ryan Reynolds and John Krasinski's family movie coming later in the summer, this is defo a much darker affair. Is it muck? Is it a dumpster fire waiting to happen? You know what? I don't care. As a horror nerd, I've booked Friday, and bless my cotton socks, I'll take one for the team and let you know how it goes. So that is Imaginary, which is now in cinemas.
Mom made me promise I'd come by today. It's her birthday.
Wait, today is your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's Brett.
I'm Isabel.
Yeah, I know.
Most relationships end. Friendships, romances, they break.
Origin is a biographical drama film written and directed by Ava DuVernay. It is based on the life of Isabella Wilkerson, played by Ingenue Ellis-Taylor, as she writes the book Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents. Over the course of the film, Wilkerson travels throughout Germany, India and the United States to research the caste systems in each country's history. This is an intense, complex, thought-provoking and quite beautiful movie, and Ingenue Ellis-Taylor is pretty sensational in the lead role. Quite heavy in parts and, you know, kind of does batter you over the head now and then. And whether it's a cinema movie or something you catch at home when it lands on streaming is a personal choice. Either way, if you do get a chance, it's defo worth a look. So that's Ava DuVernay's Origin, which is now in cinemas. And finally in cinemas this week, coming to us from Academy Award winning director Kevin MacDonald, High and Low, John Galliano, examines the fashion designer's rapid ascent in the 90s and the noughties, and then his spectacular fall from grace when his career abruptly ended when he was caught on camera in 2011 hurling anti-Semitic and racist insults at bystanders in Paris. Immensely gripping, a must-see documentary, now on limited release, that's High and Low, John Galliano, which is in cinemas. And there you go. That is your cinema for the week. Yeah, as I said, kind of a low-key affair, and you know, people are still catching up on Dune Part 2, but that's the way it is.
Oh, what a difference a few days makes. Yes, as you can tell, this is recorded a few days after the last recording, because I knew we were doing the Oscars pod with Stephen. We're going to end the pod here, because the Lurgy is taking me over. I'm on death's door. Drama. Behind the curtain, this is what happens. Yeah,
you just fall over and can't finish the pod correctly. So we will discuss three things. And there's a few books I wanted to talk about. We'll do that next week. So no post-credit pods. This is me signing off. There's no lock-in tonight. I'm going back to bed. The life of a potter. The life of a potter. Living the dream. Living the dream.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I was just thinking, I should have got Reginald to do the pod to finish it off. It's a bit late now. Asher, he's too busy on the red carpet.